Hey, bringing on our first guest. He is the chairman of the Young Republicans here in the state of Connecticut, Ken Langille. Ken, good morning to you.
Hey, Gary, how are you?
Great, how are you?
Good, good. Glad to be on.
Oh, are you kidding? It's our privilege. So, boy, Young Republicans, it almost sounds like an oxymoron. But I'm glad to hear that it's not and that it's alive and doing well. How many Young Republicans are there in at least in your organization?
No, well, certainly. So we, state requirements with the national organization require us to have, over 50 members. And right now we're at about 60 and we're continuing to build every day. But I always like to say, the Young Republicans are the ones most involved around the state. Now, the nice thing about being a Young Republican as opposed to a Young Democrat is the line to get in office for Young Democrats is typically very long. They're kind of told to wait their turn, where Young Republicans in Connecticut, are kind of thrust to the forefront immediately. You talk about the State House, you've got representatives like Joe Zullo, Stephanie Cummings, Jesse McLaughlin, and even at the local level, Tyler Flanagan was just elected in Weathersfield, and John LeBlanc in Enfield, and of course you can't forget Mayor Aaron Stewart in New Britain.
Sure, I know a lot of those individuals. We've had either there was my colleagues like Stephanie Cummings and Jesse McLaughlin, and of course we know Aaron and very well. How do you then recruit? I mean, there's got to be more than 60 Young Republicans, in this. Thank God, I hope so. So how does one become a member? Where do you go to recruit? How do you recruit?
Our biggest recruitment tool is really Facebook. We've really seen, especially with President Trump coming in, that social media has really kind of taken a life of its own in politics. And tools like Facebook and Twitter allow us to really get out there for a relatively cheap price and, put our product out there. And I also go around to various RTCs in the state, and I'm also a member of State Central, where I'm constantly, pitching every Young Republican I see in the room who may not be involved in our organization, saying, hey, get involved with our organization, make your imprint on this state.
Yeah, well, okay, all right, so what's the criteria? How does one become a member? What kind of vetting process is there, and what's the criteria that that they need to meet?
So we always like to say we're for the young and young at heart, but the age requirement is under 40. Mm-hmm. We wish people to contact us on Facebook or any other, if you see me at State Central or around the various RTCs around the state, please stop by, say hello. We also have a very big presence with the state party. So anybody who gets in contact with the state party, we're also doing a much better job of bringing our college Republicans back on board. A lot of those, students will graduate and they'll kind of fade away from politics. And one thing that we've really focused on since I took over as chair is, keeping those people in the loop and keeping them enthused and involved.
Yeah, actually, we know Max Turgeon, who is the treasurer of the College Republicans. We've actually had him on a couple of times. I know you know him as well. What is the role, though? What is the role of the young Republicans? I mean, there's got to be a purpose and a function, not just joining something where you take dues and you have a meeting every now and then. There's got to be a purpose and a function in which they serve.
Absolutely. We see ourselves sort of as the ground level of Republicans in Connecticut. You look at many of the people behind the campaigns in Connecticut, whether they're big or small, they tend to be very young people who, have time and energy, willing to dedicate their time to their town, their state and their country. And it's, keeping those people involved and, making sure that, they stay a part of the party long term.
It sounds like you really help them out then.
Yes, and we put them into as many connections as we can. We go to at least one national conference a year, and we try to drag as many of our new members as we can to them, because we feel the more they get involved, the more they see, okay, this is a real organization that is helping promote Young Republicans in the state and helping promote Republican values.
How long has this organization been around, Ken?
We've been around for a while now. It's certainly taken some different forms from time to time, but I was originally brought on when I left the legislature at the end of 2017 and became chair in 2018. And, you know, we've done a great job really kind of rebuilding everything from scratch. It was certainly a ground-up rebuild once current leadership took over, and I felt we've done a great job really getting the word out and sort of correcting the misrepresentation of the organization out there.
What do you think? And I remember you vividly, of course, up in the legislature, and you did a fantastic job when you were there and working with you up there. As a young Republican, though, what do you think? What do you think people, young Republicans, if they were to, secure a position up at the Capitol, whether as an elected official or as a staffer in some capacity, what do you think they would be most surprised about working, the ongoings in the Capitol?
I think they would be surprised at how many young people are really involved in the process. I think a lot of people look at government and say, oh, it's a lot of, older people who have kind of, gone through their RTCs and held town levels, where there's plenty of people up there, staffers and representatives included, who, came in and were able to have an immediate impact. And one thing I was always told is, if you're a Republican in Connecticut and you have talent, the line isn't very long, because, we were unfortunately at the numbers disadvantage in the state. So you have the ability to get out front at a very young age and really put forward your platform and your vision for the party.
Yeah, no, that's very, very true. And I think that's the only way, really, that the Republicans are going to be able to take back their state, is to replenish an aging party here in the state. And you just said something that's very key, and that is the Democrats have a lot of young members of their party. And you're right. When I'm up at the Capitol, I see a lot of younger Democrats. And when I look around on the Republican side, I hate to say it, but it's an aging it's an aging demographic. And I don't want to say 100%. Not everybody's a geezer. I don't want to alarm anybody or upset anybody, because that's also not true. But there's far more young in the Democrat Party than there are in the Republican Party. And there's a stereotype there, too. How do we address that, then?
It's about getting out there and really showing people what the Republican Party is really about. And especially in Connecticut, the biggest concern for young people is the economy and state. Yeah. You talk about the Connecticut state economy ranks 37th out of 50. We're trailing all of New England. You talk about the job losses that we've had. We lost over 54,000 jobs during the Great Recession that paid over 80,000 or more. And we've gained less than 9,000 of those jobs back. And when you talk to young people around the state, whether they be Republican, Democrat, Independent, their biggest concern is the economy. So that's the issue that we're pushing the most.
Well, and let's face it, when you're young, that's exactly what you are thinking. You want to be home. You want to stay close to where your family is. Not everybody. Some people like to get out there and maybe even get away from their family and go somewhere else. But I'm saying, for the most part, if this is where they grew up, they don't want to stray too far, at least driving distance from, their parents and their family and their siblings and so on and so forth. But people are also going to go where the jobs are. And if there's not many jobs here in their home state, then they're going to have no other alternative but to move out. Against their wishes, of course. Of course, the economy is the backbone. It's what's the driving force of our state. So I would think that's high up on their priority, right?
Absolutely. The ability to find a good, well-paying job and, buy a home in state and build a family. And unfortunately, we've seen a lot of our young people move down south or out west, where, they've been able to find more opportunity and there's a cheaper cost of living. And that's a big concern for, myself and young people all over the state, because we're watching our friends, flee the sinking ship, essentially. So, young Republicans is really trying to bring this state back around, and there's sort of this you know, mischaracterization that all young people are socialists. And, you know, I want to say right now that that's absolutely not true. While there certainly is a socialist wing of the Democrats right now that are pushing some very scary things like a capital gains surcharge, and, you know, they push a lot of the moderates out of the party, the young Republicans, you know, are certainly much more of a free market-based group.
Now, you're 100% right. And it's by the way, folks, it's a very powerful progressive arm of the Democrat Party here in the state of Connecticut. And you're absolutely right. In fact, the phrase I used either yesterday or the day before is that they're eating their own. They're getting rid of good moderate Democrats. You know, let me tell you something. When I say good, I'm not being sarcastic. There were moderate Democrats who I worked very easily with, and we were able to get things done. You know, they're reasonable people. Yeah, we don't agree eye to eye on some things. Make no mistake about it. That's why there's Republicans. That's why there's Democrats. But at least you could work with them. The progressives, it's their way or the highway. And if you don't agree with them, you're a piece of garbage, you know. And there's no middle ground with them. They're not negotiable. And you're right. There is a stereotype with younger people. And I think that comes really briefly, because we're running out of time, Ken. It really comes down to the environment that they're schooled in. We all know that college campuses are very liberal, you know. But if that's what's being indoctrinated into, even before that, even in high school, heck, forget high school, even in their public schools, there's a liberal wind that seems to blow through the corridors, you know, and I think that doesn't help in obtaining more young Republicans. I mean, so there's something right there that I would think you're trying to combat, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, we've been, Connecticut college Republicans have done a great job. And, you know, many of their members are members of ours, and their current chair, Tim Anope, is one of the regional chapter chairs of our Central Connecticut chapter. And we see the fight that they're dealing with on a daily basis. And, you know, somebody who went to college and state at the University of Hartford, I was one of the handful of Republicans who was in the political program. Yeah. And it's constantly fighting that uphill battle against, you know, feeling you kind of have everyone around you saying, oh, well, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong. And, you know, essentially pointing out, well, you know what? Have you considered this? Have you considered that? And I've found a lot of times you ask those questions and they kind of give you the blank stare back, because they don't have the answer. They just spout the party line, and they're good foot soldiers, and they go from there.
Boy, you again, you're absolutely right. All right, so final thing here. How can a young Republican, how can somebody who is a young Republican get involved with the, quote, young Republican organization here in the state of Connecticut? Are there meetings? Is there a phone number, a website, whatnot? Can you help us out here?
Yes, absolutely. Please contact us on the Connecticut Young Republicans Facebook page. You can also contact the state party, and they'll put you in contact with us. One of the great things about, you know, the Republican organizations in the state is we're all constantly talking to each other. We're all constantly feeding each other members. And there's really a good rapport among all the Republican organizations in the state. But I would say certainly message us on Facebook, like us on Facebook. And, you know, help get involved with your local and state Republican Party.
Yeah. You know, truer words have not been spoken. You're absolutely right. Ken, thank you so much for being with us this morning. I bet there's a lot of our listeners who weren't even aware that there was even a Young Republicans organization within the state. So keep up the good work. I know when you don't have as many members as the young Democrats do, it just, you know, heightens the burden on everybody. But, you know, I'm sure you're involved in campaigns, and you'll be involved in the campaigns this year doing doors and volunteering and helping get more Republicans elected this upcoming November.
Absolutely. And thank you very much for having us on, Gary.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Please come back on again. Hopefully you can come back on next month. I'd love to get an update.
I will.
Much appreciated, Ken.